but make sure you wipe your feet. Wouldn't want you traipsing any dirt in. Demeter smirked as he led the others into the keep itself, which looked less than pristine with its grimy walls and slick floor. Alex noticed that Demeter was dressed in the same gray uniform that Lintz wore and wondered about its significance. Demeter's presence here filled Alex with a multitude of questions. Glancing back, Alex spotted Lintz flitting about the courtyard. From a battered leather bag, Lintz pulled two large beetle-like clockwork objects and affixed them to the wall. He pressed his palms to the sleek metallic carapaces of the beetles and began to layer his glimmering magic into them. The beetles sparked to life with a ripple of golden light and scuttled along the damp masonry, their clockwork legs moving swiftly. They were beautifully crafted, as all of Lintz's clockwork was, but Alex wasn't sure of their purpose. Every so often, the beetles would stop, their glinting silver antennae twitching, before moving on again in an apparently random fashion. Alex had stalled, mesmerized.
"Alex, you're dopey today," Demeter called. "Hurry up."
"Sorry," Alex muttered as he ducked into the corridor and joined the others. They were looking at him with a mixture of amusement and confusion.